evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and we're live right back here at home at TD Ballpark, getting ready for the first of six games this week between the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and your Dineen Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays are back home after a series split last week in Tampa against the Tarpons. That split keeps your Blue Jays three games above 500, marking the fifth split of a series we've had. And now Dunedin squares off against the team, the only team that they've faced that hasn't resulted in a split. Fort Myers won the opening series of this season 2-1, but your Blue Jays went back to Fort Myers at the beginning of this month, dropping the first game before rattling off the final five to win their first and only series of the season. These teams are familiar with each other, to say the least, and your Blue Jays come into tonight with a 21-18 record, and the Mighty Muscles come in at 22-17. And five of the nine games that these teams have played against each other have been one-run contests, with your Blue Jays winning four of them. Now, before we go in-depth into tonight's matchup, let's take a look at the standings and see where everyone lines up. Starting in the East, as always, the Palm Beach Cardinals lead the way at 24-15, two games ahead of the 22-17 Jupiter Hammerheads. In third are the Daytona Tortugas at 16-23, eight games back of first. And in last are the St. Lucie Mets. They are 10-29, 14 games back of Palm Beach. In the West, the Clearwater Threshers still lead the way, now sitting at 29-10, seven games ahead of Fort Myers, who are 22-17. Your Blue Jays are in a tie for third with the Bradenton Marauders, both sitting at 21-18. The Lakeland Flying Tigers are fifth at 16-23. And finally, the Tampa Tarpons are still last, 15 games back of first place at 14-25. And now we can move on to tonight. Fort Myers sends out Develson Aria, making his seventh start of the season for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. The 22-year-old out of the Dominican Republic is 1-1 on the season with a 5.09 ERA through 23 total innings of work. And Aria had a rough outing last week in Lakeland, going just an inning and two-thirds while allowing five runs all earned. He did have a decent start in his only outing against these Blue Jays this season. It came on May 5th, with the lefty going 4 2/3, three runs, two earned, while striking out five. And for your Blue Jays, Donnie Murphy hands the ball off to Rafael Ohashi, also making his seventh start of the year. Ohashi had his worst outing of the season last week in Tampa, going four innings pitched, with eight runs all earned charged to him, including two homers given up, doubling his season ERA from 2.25 to 4.50. The 20-year-old out of Brazil will look to right the ship and try to get back to his April form. Couple of roster moves to make note of. Andres Sosa has completed his rehab stint with Dunedin. He's now back with High A Vancouver. And Kevin Miranda joins him. The right-handed pitcher got the call up to High A earlier today. Congratulations to him. And right-handed pitcher Felipe Bello joins Dunedin from extended spring training. He's available tonight out of the pen. And now for the lineups. First for the visiting Mighty Muscles, managed by Brian Meyer. Batting first at third base, Jarell Ortega. Batting second at shortstop, Danny DeAndrade. Batting third, the catcher, Ricardo Olivar. Batting fourth in right field, Carlos Aguiar. Batting fifth in left field, Dalton Sheffield. Batting sixth, the DH, Rafael Cruz. Batting seventh at second base, Mikey Perez. Batting eighth at first base, Rubel Cespedes. And rounding out the order for the Mighty Muscles, batting ninth in center field, Dylan Noisy. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. The boys line up like this tonight. Batting first at second base, Adrian Pinto. Batting second at shortstop, Manuel Beltre. Batting third at third, Tucker Thoman. Batting fourth at first base, Peyton Williams. Batting fifth, the DH tonight, Ryan McCarty. Batting sixth in center field, Jaden Rudd. Batting seventh in right field, Robert Robertis. Batting eighth in left field, Glenn Santiago. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth, the catcher, Nicholas Deschamps. That'll do it for the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back before first pitch, which should be in about 6 or so minutes. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're set for game one of this six-game set between the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Rafael Ohashi on the bump for your Blue Jays today. The 20-year-old out of Brazil making his seventh start of the season. He's looking to bounce back after a pretty tough outing last week in Tampa, where he went four innings pitched, giving up eight runs all earned, including two long balls. He struggled in this month of May thus far, five home runs through three starts he's allowed. He's looking to get right here against these Mighty Muscles. He'll start off against Jorel Ortega, the third baseman. Now to the windup, the righty kicks, fires, first pitch, lifted towards right. Coming in is Robert Robertes. He settles medium depth, makes the grab, and that is out number one. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. Let's take a look at the defense for your Blue Jays. In the outfield, left to right, Glenn Santiago, Jaden Rudd, and the aforementioned Robert Robertes. Along that infield, third to first, Tucker Thoman at third, Manuel Beltre at short, Adrian Pinto at second base, and Peyton Williams at first with Nick Deschamps behind the dish. One up, one down now. The shortstop, Danny D'Andrade, first pitch taken up high, four ball, 1-0. 89 miles an hour on the fastball. A little bit low on the velo for Rafael starting off this ballgame. Out of the windup, the righty, the 1-0 pitch, that one in there. Evens it up, a ball and a strike. All ABS here tonight. We'll have challenge games on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. As there's a tapper right in front of the plate. Deschamps up from behind the plate, picks it up, throw to first in time, and that's out number two. 2-3 on the putout, and that'll bring up the catcher, Ricardo Olivar. Just four pitches and two outs for Ohashi. Making quick work of the first two batters. That's going to bring up Olivar. Batting 248 on the year, three home runs and 17 RBIs for the Mighty Muscles. These teams facing off for the 10th time already this year. That one lifted towards right center. Getting out there is Robertes over towards the track, over the wall. It hits the wall. Picked up by Rudd. The throw over to second is not going to be in time. Diving in head first is Olivar with a two-out double. The wind is blowing straight out to right field, so that ball carried quite a bit. A little more power, and that would have sent it to the Blue Jays' bullpen, but he stands there at second base now in scoring position for Carlos Aguiar. Aguiar's had a great start to the year for Fort Myers, batting 248, four home runs, and 29 RBIs. Now, first pitch to him, cut at and miss. That fastball top of the zone, 90 miles an hour. He swings underneath, 0-1 to start him. Now the 0-1, ground ball left side, that's going to be backhanded by Thoman. Long throw across the diamond is in time. Nice play there by Tucker Thoman to leave the runner in scoring position and end the inning. We'll head to the home half of the first here at TD Ballpark. No score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him.
With a pro now. I'm a pro now. I'm the who, what, when, what it go now. Show some. This is Ian Churchill, and you are listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
We're back here, bottom half of the first. Adrian Pinto is going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. He'll be followed by Manuel Beltre and Tucker Tillman, the front third of the order for Dunedin. They'll be facing the left-hander out of the Dominican Republic, 22-year-old Develson Aria, making his seventh start of the year for the Mighty Muscles, a 5.09 ERA through 23 innings of work. 1-1 when he gets to the decision, and Adrian Pinto stepping in. He'll start out of the windup, Aria. And the first pitch he throws, Pinto looking to lay down a bunt. He pulls back as it's taken outside for a ball, 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Pinto on the year, 250 average, no home runs, 9 RBIs. That one taken below the knees now, 2-0 the count. Pinto, just a 250 average, but a 400 OBP. He's not afraid at all to take a walk. 21 walks to just 25 strikeouts. A really nice ratio there from the leadoff man. Now a 3-0 count to him. Three balls, no strikes. Aria starts that windup. Kicks, fires. That one in there for a strike right on the inside corner. Pinto not with the green light on 3-0. He watched it go by. And the 3-1 pitch, that one taken upstairs for ball four. A leadoff walk drawn by Pinto. That puts a runner on, nobody out here for Manuel Beltre. Manuel Beltre stepping in for the first time tonight, batting 303 on the year. Team leader in batting average. He's also got a 398 OBP just behind Adrian Pinto. First pitch, that one taken in there for a called strike, 0-1 to start off Beltre. Pinto is a speed threat over there at first base, 10 of 15 this year on stolen base attempts. He's the team leader in that. Now out of the stretch is Aria staring right down at Pinto. Now that one inside for a ball, evens it up 1-1 to Beltre. Beltre yet to hit a home run this year, 12 RBIs. He was out for a couple weeks after getting hit by a pitch. He's been really good since coming back, as he was before he left. That one taken low for a ball. Now a 2-1 count to Beltre. Pinto taking his lead off there, off first base over there. Taking an extra step now. Aria kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. Now 3-1 again. Three balls and a strike. Walks have been a bit of an issue for Aria. 17 walks through 23 innings of work. And now that one inside. Called a strike. Oh, wow. Just clipped that corner. ABS liked it enough. That'll run the count full now. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. One on, nobody out. Aria sets. Kicks, fires. That one lifted high towards short out there, just on the edge of the outfield grass. Now coming back in on the clay is Danny D'Andrade. He hauls it in for out number one. Let's meet the Mighty Muscles defense. In the outfield, left to right, Dalton Shuffield, Dylan Noisy, and Carlos Aguiar. Along that infield, third to first, Jorel Ortega at third. The aforementioned Danny D'Andrade at short. Mikey Perez at second base, and Rubel Cespedes manning first with Ricardo Olivar behind the plate. One on, one away for Tucker Tillman. He'll bat from the right side here against the lefty, the switch hitting third baseman. That one taken upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to start off Tillman. Tillman on the year batting 242. A lone home run and 12 RBIs so far in his first full professional season. Now the lefty kicks, fires. That one inside. 2-0. 13 pitches by Aria so far in this ballgame. Only 4 have been for strikes. He comes set. And the 2-0. That one taken up high. Now a 3-0 count. Third straight 3-ball count to start off this ballgame for Aria. Peyton Williams, the first baseman, he's waiting on deck. We'll see if Tucker has the green light. The 3-0 pitch, he did. He cut and missed. Fastball right down the middle. Wasn't a bad pitch to swing at. He just didn't connect. 3-1 now. Aria, the 3-1 pitch. There goes Pinto. Throw down to second. It was a strike. It's not going to be in time. Pinto into second now in scoring position with his 11th stolen bag of the year. Pinto wills himself into scoring position like we've seen many times throughout this season. Now it's a full count to Toman with a runner on second base. A couple chances here for the Blue Jays to break this game open. Start off the scoring. And the 3-2. That one sent towards center. Underneath it is Dylan Noisy. He'll get a running jump on that as he makes the grab. No chance for Pinto to advance. And that's two down. Now Peyton Williams stepping in for the first time. Big first baseman out of Iowa. Former seventh round draft pick by the Blue Jays last year. On the year batting 273, but he's been hot in the month of May, batting 358. Three of his five home runs have been this month. Lefty-lefty matchup first pitch. That one taken inside and high, right on the corner, though, for a strike. Not much he could do with that one. Potentially the last chance here for the Blue Jays with a runner in scoring position to start off this first inning. Now the 0-1. Tapper right back to the mound, over the mound, picked up by DeAndrade on the run, throw over to first in time. They get Williams, and that will end the inning. Both teams leave a runner on second in the first. We'll head to the top half of the second here at TD Ballpark. Still no score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, better. I get my light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it. And I see you, the way I breathe you in, it's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, better. I get my light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time. And give you my whole life. But girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave a call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her. Left her baggage for a mover.
We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. No score through one. Rafael Hashi back out for a second inning worth of work. Dalton Shuffield, Rafael Cruz, and Mikey Perez. The 5-6-7 hitters do up. That one lifted high right there at the plate. Nick Deschamps moving over to the left now towards the line, and he falls to the ground making the grab. Good adjustment made by Nick Deschamps with the wind. His helmet came off, and it showed his long, flowing locks. 11, and one pitch, one out, one up, one down again for the second inning in a row for Ohashi. That retires Shuffield and brings up Cruz. Cruz, the DH tonight, batting 156 on the year. No home runs, 6 RBIs. First pitch to him, he lines to the top of the screen, right side, 0-1 to start him. Rafael Cruz playing in his ninth game of the year for the Mighty Muscles. That one taking high and tight. Evens up the count 1-1. Only 8 hits on the year, but 4 of them have been for extra bases as he swings and misses at that low outside slider. 1-2 now the count to Cruz. Righty-righty matchup. Infield shaded a little bit over to the left side. Now out of the windup, Ohashi kicks, deals. Upstairs. High fastball that he left way too high. That'll even it up 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch by Ohashi. Caught and a miss. Got him on the slider. First strikeout of the night for Ohashi, and that'll bring up Mikey Perez. 2 down in the inning.
Second baseman, number 4, Mikey Perez.
2 up, 2 down. Now Perez stepping in for the first time, batting 169 on the year, 2 home runs, 8 RBIs to his name. Perez in his 24th ball game for Fort Myers. That one in there for a called strike to start him off 0-1. Fastball dots up the outside corner. Now Ohashi. The 0-1. That slider trying to generate the swing and a miss. Couldn't generate the swing, so no miss. 1-1. One ball, one strike. That one in there. Outside corner again on the fastball. Now 1-2. Perez gonna have to be defensive here. No score here, top half of the second. The 1-2 by Ohashi, and that one just got a piece of it, was Perez. Again on the slider by Ohashi. Just nicked off that end of the bat. Went off the end of Deschamps' glove and into the screen as well. Barely staying alive, but he's still in there. Still 1-2. And the pitch. Checked swing on that slider. He did not go around. Good recognition there by Perez. That evens the count right back up now, 2-2. That wind is whipping right towards right center field. That one lifted towards center. Going back is Rudd. He's going to turn, and that's going to be off the top of the wall. Potentially extra bases. Getting in there, standing up is Perez. Another two-out double by the Mighty Muscles. That's the first extra base hit, rather, first non-home run extra base hit of the year for Perez. His first double. That'll put a runner in scoring position again for the Mighty Muscles and bring up Rubel Cespedes. Two batted balls by Fort Myers hitting over halfway up the wall. They're settling for two. Now the runner goes. That one high and outside. No chance to get the runner. Ohashi never looked back. And Perez never stopped taking that lead, so he just took off. It's a 1-0 count. Puts himself 90 feet away. Stolen base number 9 on the year for Perez. Caught and a miss on that changeup by Cespedes. That evens the back up 1-1. Cespedes on the year batting .190. 1 home run, 12 RBIs. He's got a chance here to start the scoring off for the Mighty Muscles. That one called a strike inside corner. Cespedes didn't agree, but the fastball clipped that inside corner, according to ABS. Now 1-2. Ohashi, a pitch away from getting out of this inning. Leaving a runner in scoring position for the second time. That one, well outside. Looked like the changeup again that he just lost the grip on. Evens it right back up 2-2. Ohashi, right back on the mound. He comes set, pitching out of the stretch. And the 2-2. That one in there, top of the zone. Called strike 3 on the changeup. Second strikeout of the inning, second of the night. That'll leave a runner on third for the Mighty Muscles as we head towards the home half of the second here at TD Ballpark. Still no score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted till I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right. You can't be right, yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay.
We're back here, bottom half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Ryan McCarty's going to lead things off for Dunedin. 5-6-7 hitters due up. McCarty, Rudd, and Robertus. Develis and Aria back out for a second inning worth of work. First pitch missed inside with a fastball. 1-0 to start off McCarty. McCarty on the year batting .238. No home runs, 9 RBIs. That one missed inside as well. Popped away from the catcher, Olivar, over towards the Fort Myers dugout, and it's 2-0. McCarty batting .238 on the year. He finished last regular season at .274, so a little bit of a decrease there in batting average for the right-hander playing DH tonight. 3-0 now as he took that one off the plate. So far this month, though, he's batting .333. Seems like he's found a bit. That one fouled back. He also had the green light 3-0. Him and Toman the same. Now it's 3-1. We were talking about it during the Tampa series. The Tarpons have the green light on 3-0. A lot, like way more than, in my opinion, you should. And the Blue Jays, very conservative with the 3-0 count. That one missed up and out, and that's why. It's pretty easy to take a walk when you're up 3-0. And McCarty does just that to lead off this inning. Back-to-back innings with a walk to lead it off for Dunedin. And that'll bring up Jaden Rudd now. Jaden Rudd had probably his best series of the year in Tampa. Hit his first two home runs at the single-A level. Both solo shots came in back-to-back games. Lefty-lefty matchup. Infield waiting for a bunt as that one's a check swing foul ball right to the Fort Myers dugout. Now 0-1 to start him off. Tried to get the bat out of the way, but he could not. McCarty standing over there at first base. Third baseman Jurel Ortega playing right there on the infield grass. Everybody else shifted over to the right side. Now the 0-1. In on the hands, fouled off top of the screen. Now Rudd quickly down 0-2. Jaden Rudd on the year batting .221. But in this month of May, brought it up to .280. So far this month, he ended April at .156. The 0-2 pitch, that one hits him right on the front shoulder. Was the breaking ball out of the hand of Develis and Aria, just 77 miles an hour. And now coming in to discuss something is Brian Meyer. Not exactly sure what his argument could have been. There's no way he could have argued that Jaden leaned into it. That hit him on the back of the shoulder, near the shoulder blade. And if that's the argument, he's got no case. But first and second now, no outs here. First pitch, that one taken up and out for a ball. Robert Roberta stepping in for the first time tonight, batting in the seventh spot. He's got runners at first and second. Nobody out. Chance here for the Blue Jays to strike first in this second inning. Aria with his 29th pitch of the game. Now on a chopper over towards third. Picked up by Ortega. He went to go to second with it. Now first and off the bag. No tag is Cespedes. Jurel Ortega caught in between three minds. He wanted to try and tag out McCarty as he went towards third. Then he pump faked to second to get Rudd. Then finally deciding to throw to first. It was offline, causing Rubel Cespedes to get off the bag. And Cespedes couldn't make the tag. Now out there arguing is Brian Meyer for the second time, now to the second umpire. and the bases will be loaded for the Blue Jays with no outs. Brian Myers still going there. He's right there talking with Patrick Buhl, who we saw in the Tampa series, the umpire in the bases. Connor Crowell, the umpire behind home plate. Now Myers still upset. Now he's starting to argue with Crowell. Not going near him, but as he's walking back to the dugout, he's voicing his displeasure. So the bases will be loaded, no outs here in this second inning. Glenn Santiago will be the batter. It looked like the right call to me. Cespedes was definitely off the peg, and I'm not 100% sure that a tag was even applied. But either way, it did look like Robertus had enough speed to get down the line and get that foot on the bag before any tag could have been applied. Goes down as an error on Ortega. Now, lefty-righty matchup. First pitch to Santiago is in there for a called strike. Fastball on the outside corner, 0-1. Santiago on the year batting 265, two home runs, 19 RBIs. Lefty comes set out of the stretch, the 0-1. That one low and inside. A good snag there by Olivar, keeping that from the backstop. Santiago playing in his 24th game. He didn't start off the year with the Blue Jays. He started on the dev list in High A with Vancouver. But he's second on the team in RBI with 19, only behind Peyton Williams. Now that one, ground ball, left side foul. 1-2 now the count to Santiago. He's been very productive since coming to Dunedin. 265 average, 380 OBP. Now Aria looking in. He gets the sign from Olivar. Come set, the lefty. He kicks, fires. Ground ball, that's over to second. Picked up by Perez. He steps on the bag for one. Throw over to first in time for two. A 4-3 double play, but McCarty comes in to score. Moving over to third is Jaden Rudd. Out at second was Robertus, and Santiago obviously out on the double play. But it does drive in a run for the Blue Jays, taking the first lead of the night, all without a hit. Still that runner at third, two down. First pitch by Aria, taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Nick Deschamps is the batter. He's batting 150 on the year, but two home runs, seven RBIs. Lefty-lefty matchup. That one lifted high, shallow right field. Perez out there in the outfield grass. He's calling for it. Now that's going to get over his head. Waiting for Aguiar to come bail him out. But Aguiar never came, so a run comes in. That goes down as a single for Deschamps, an RBI single, his eighth RBI of the season, and that doubles the Blue Jays' lead. Mikey Perez was hung out to dry there by Aguiar. The right fielder had plenty of time to come in and call off his second baseman, but that never happened. So a two-out single with a runner at third. It'll go down as now a 2-0 lead for the Blue Jays. First pitch to Adrian Pinto, back up to the top of the order. Take it for a ball upstairs, 1-0. Pinto reached on a walk in his only plate appearance this far. Ground ball left side, tough play maybe by Ortega. Long throw to get Pinto, and it's in time. Nice strong throw by Ortega with Cespedes stretching all the way out to his right to make the grab. So the Blue Jays do finally get a hit with the ninth batter that comes to the plate. And we'll head to the top half of the third. Dunedin takes a 2-0 lead to the third. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be right back. We're back here, top half of the third. Rafael Hashi back out for his third inning worth of work. And a defensive replacement here in this third inning for the Blue Jays. Abiezel Ramirez taking over for Adrian Pinto. Not sure if he tweaked something running down that first base line to end that inning. But the 0-1 pitch by Ohashi, that one, the slider low for a ball. That evens it up 1-1. I didn't notice anything with Pinto running down the line, but I also wasn't looking for it. Now the 1-1 pitch, that one outside corner, 1-2 now the count to Noisy. Nine-hole hitter leading things off. And a bird has landed on the infield grass. There's a viral moment, unfortunately, I believe yesterday at Angel Stadium, I think it was, where a ground ball hit a bird. So bird flies away, so that's good. We can get that out of our heads. The 1-2. That one lifted right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Staying alive, and the count is Noisy. It's still 1-2. Noisy then back up to the top of the order for Ortega and De Andrade. Mighty Muscles have left a runner in scoring position each of the first two innings. Now the 1-2, caught and a miss. Fastball looked like it was off the plate outside. Chasing after it was Noisy, and he's down swinging.
Third baseman, number 15, Jarrell Ortega.
Third K of the night for Ohashi. He's been efficient so far, just 29 pitches through now nine batters. Ortega stepping in for the first time. He flew out to right field to lead off this ball game. First pitch fastball taken low for a ball 1-0. Ohashi trying to get back into his April form. He struggled so far this month. That one in there. Evens it up 1-1. Ohashi ended the month of April with a .60 ERA. But so far in May, as there's a cut and a miss on the fastball, 1-2 now to Ortega. He's put up a 9.00 ERA coming into tonight. He's gotten off to a good start. A time called by Ortega. He'll take a second now, stepping back in. Ohashi. Out of the windup. The 1-2 pitch. That one off the plate outside. Went right back with the fastball. Couldn't locate it, evens it up 2-2. And the slider couldn't get a swing. It's exactly where him and Deschamps wanted to locate it, but Ortega seemed like he was looking for it. Now the count runs full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Ohashi, the step back, now the kick, the 3-2 pitch, low and outside. He lost him with him down 1-2.
Shortstop.
That'll put a runner on first for Danny De Andrade, one out here into the third. First walk of the game issued by Ohashi. De Andrade was out on a 2-3 putout, a little tapper right in front of the plate that Nick Deschamps was quick to get out from behind the plate. Now a quick move over to first, and back in time is Ortega. These Blue Jays pitchers have been phenomenal with pickoff moves so far this year. They love to throw over to the bag. Now out of the stretch, Ohashi kicks, fires. That slide step just missed off the plate, 1-0. Ortega is a threat to go. 8 stolen bases, but he's been caught 5 times. Now he takes an extra step. Ohashi kicks, fires. That one's in there. One and one. And now move over to first again. Ortega diving back that time. Second disengagement for Ohashi now. Count still at 1-1. That should give Ortega the opportunity to take a little bit of a bigger lead. And he doesn't, as that one's fouled back to the screen now, 1-2. Ball and two strikes to De Andrade. And the 1-2. Foul tip back to the screen again. Fastball coming in at just 88 there for Ohashi. His velo is down so far today. Usually sits right around 91, 92. Then the later he gets into a game, obviously the velo tends to drop a little bit. The 1-2 pitch. That one upstairs. Changeup couldn't drop in. Now leaving it up 2-2. That one sent high to left. Out there is Santiago over the track right in front of the wall, and he leaps and he makes the grab. The ball kept carrying with that wind, and back into first is Ortega. What a catch out there by Glenn Santiago, left up right there at the yellow of the wall, top of the wall. I don't think it was going out, but nevertheless, a great catch out there by Santiago to prevent extra bases. That'll bring up the catcher, Ricardo Olivar. He doubled with two outs in that first inning, got stranded at second base. Now move over or take it back in time. Ohashi definitely keeping an eye on the man at first base. That one in there. Slider right there on the inside corner. 0-1 to start off the at-bat against Olivar. No balls and a strike. Ohashi kicks, fires. That one off the plate. Ortega looks like he's trying to time up that delivery of Ohashi, but he's shown no signs of going. That one low and outside now, 2-1 on that slider. This will be the 45th pitch of the game for Ohashi. Righty kicks, fires. That one in there, slider right there at the knees. Another really nice slider there by Ohashi. Count evens now 2-2. Time call to the plate by Olivar. One on, two down, a 2-2 count. And the pitch. There goes the runner. Caught and a miss. It didn't matter. Fastball above the zone. Got Olivar to chase after it. Fourth K for Ohashi through three. We'll head to the home half of the third here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays lead 2-0. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, bottom half of the third. Manuel Beltre is going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. 2-3-4 hitters due up. Beltre, Toman, and Williams. First pitch by Aria, taken inside for a ball. Looked like the slider that time. 1-0 to start off Beltre. Popped out the short in his first at-bat. Blue Jays only one hit. That came on a blooper that most definitely should have been caught there by either Perez or Aguiar. More so Aguiar to call off Perez, but nevertheless. 2-0 now the count to Beltre. He took that one off the plate. Out of the windup, Aria, the pitch. That one low. Now a 3-0 count to the first batter of the inning. He's led off each of the first two with a walk. And the 3-0, that one catches the inside corner, 3-1. Now to the windup, the 3-1 pitch. That one sent high, shallow left again. Right there on the outfield grass is the shortstop, De Andrade, once again making the grab to retire Beltre. One up, one down to start off this inning. First time the leadoff man's been retired for the Blue Jays. That'll bring up Tucker Thoman. Thoman flew out to center and is only at bat thus far. 0-1 on the day. Now Aria starting off the at bat. That one missed. 1-0 to start off Thoman. That one sent high to left. Going back to the wall of Sheffield. He turns. It's gone. Tucker Thoman with his second professional home run. He circles the bags, and now it's 3-0 Blue Jays. The Blue Jays' fifth-ranked prospect in the organization hits his second homer of the year, and it's 3-0. Dunedin leads. Now Peyton Williams will step in. Good for Tucker, good for the Blue Jays, and now Williams digging in for his second at-bat. He grounded out to short in his only time up. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Lefty-lefty matchup, the 0-1 pitch, that one inside for a ball. Evens it up 1-1. Thoman's now got one from the left side, one from the right side this season. The 1-1. Caught and a miss. The nice slider there by Aria. A ball and two strikes now to count. Fort Myer still no action in their pen. This will be the 48th pitch by Develson Aria. Ground ball of the middle picked up by the shortstop De Andrade. Perfectly positioned for that ball. And over to first in time for the out. A 6-3 put out, two down. That'll bring up Ryan McCarty.
Number 22, Ryan McCarty.
McCarty up for the second time. He reached on a walk, came around, and scored the opening run of this ballgame back in the second inning. Out of the windup, Aria kicks, fires, first pitch. That one missed low for a ball, 1-0. Blue Jays out to a 3-0 lead here in this third inning. The 1-0. Caught and a miss. That changeup just away from the end of the bat of McCarty. And it's 1-1. Tap or foul towards the Fort Myers dugout. Gets caught up in the netting on at the railing, and now 1-2. Nobody on, two down for McCarty, a 1-2 count. Aria, out of that windup, the pitch. Lifted, right center field. Medium depth, out there is Aguiar. He'll settle and make the grab for out number three. So that'll end the inning, but the Blue Jays tack another one on with the solo shot by Tucker Thoman, his second homer of the year. We'll head to the top half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. It's 3-0, Blue Jays lead.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close. Can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple. We gave it all we could. It's time I wave goodbye from the window. Let's end this like we should.
We're back here, top half of the fourth. Carlos Aguiar is going to lead things off for Fort Myers. 4, 5, 6 hitters due up. Aguiar, Sheffield, and Cruz. Back out for his fourth inning of work is Rafael Ohashi. First pitch lifted high towards center. Jaden Rudd on his way back over to the wall of the track, and that's gone. First pitch swinging again for Fort Myers. Aguiar powers his fifth homer of the year, driving in his 30th run. That puts the Mighty Muscles on the board now 3-1 here, top four. There was some worry about the power going forward for the Mighty Muscles as their home run leader, Andrew Cassetti, was called up to high A before this series. But Aguiar picks it up where Cassetti left off with his fifth homer of the year. First pitch taken upstairs for a ball by Dalton Sheffield, 1-0. That one drops inside. Now 2-0 to start off Sheffield. Sheffield popped out to Nick Deschamps in foul territory. An F2 in the scorebook. Now the 2-0 pitch. That one in there right at the knees, 2-1. Homers have been the biggest issue for Ohashi in this month of May. That's now the sixth one he's given up across four starts this month. That one taken inside for a ball. Now a 3-1 count to Sheffield. Three balls and a strike out of the windup. Ohashi kicks, fires. That one low and outside. Fastball missed. That's a walk.
Designated hitter, number 11.
That'll put a man on for Rafael Cruz. Still nobody out here in this fourth inning. First pitch, that one lifted. Right side, that's going to get up and out of play. 0-1 to start off Cruz. Sheffield, not really the kind of guy you want to walk. He's 9-for-9 on stolen base attempts. I would expect him to take off at some point in this at-bat as there's a move over to first. First disengagement of the at-bat for Ohashi. An 0-1 count still. Now, there goes the runner, and that one ripped foul. It was up and into Cruz, but he took a hack. Pulled it, and now it's 0-2. Heading back over to first is Sheffield. No balls, two strikes. Ohashi kicks, fires, runner stays. That one lined into left. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up by Santiago. Stopping at second is Sheffield. And now the first three hitters of the inning have all reached base for the Mighty Muscles. That's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout for the Blue Jays, the pitching coach. It'll be first and second, nobody out for Mikey Perez. He's coming up for the second time. He, like Ricardo Olivar, had a two-out double that came in the second inning, and he got stranded at third. It'll be first and second, still no outs here in this fourth inning. Mikey Perez will be the batter. Puts the potential tying run aboard for the Mighty Muscles here in this fourth inning. Any base hit is extremely likely to score Sheffield no matter what. Ton of speed over there at second base. And I wouldn't be surprised if they attempted a double steal at some point. Ohashi looking back towards second. Now kicks, fires. That one in there to start off the at-bat. Looked like the changeup that time by Ohashi. 0-1 to start off Perez. Ohashi steps off towards second base. That'll be his first disengagement. No throw. Now the 0-1, that one just missing a little bit low. Slider was a nice pitch, just a little below the zone. It evens it up 1-1. Ohashi, keep an eye at second base, the 1-1, that one fouled back to the screen. One and two now, the count to Perez. Love to get a strikeout here. That way a batted ball can advance the runner over to third. And the 1-2. Lifted high left side. That's going to hook out of play. So Perez stays alive. He'll see another. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. This will be pitch number 60 on the day for Ohashi. The righty comes set. Kicks, fires. That one low. Changeup couldn't get the chase by Perez. He stayed disciplined there in the box. Count all squared up, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Caught in a miss. Fastball. Couldn't connect. Perez down swinging. Fifth strikeout for Ohashi. He does get the K. And now Rubel Cespedes will step in. First out of the inning. Now a lefty-righty matchup for Cespedes. He struck out looking in his only at-bat thus far. First pitch, that one in the dirt, kept in front by Deschamps. Bounced a bit away from him, right back to the mound, but the runners stay exactly where they are. One and oh to start off the first baseman. Dylan Noisy, the center fielder, waiting on deck. The 1-0. Caught and a miss. 1-1, and that one low and outside. Fooled Cespedes there. Ohashi looking in. And now move back. They've got the runner in a pickle. Now the throw from Beltre gets away. The runners are going to stay. It bounces off the railing and back into the field of play. They had Sheffield dead to rights, but Toman A little late getting to the bag. The throw by Beltre was wide. It should go down as an E6. That'll advance both runners when they should have had an out. So now, two runners in scoring position, one out here in the inning. A 1-1 count to Cespedes, the pitch. That one lifted high up in the infield. Ohashi's calling for it, now Toman's calling for it. To the left of the mound, now right behind, he makes the grab. Ohashi got off the mound, pointed straight up. It looked like he was calling for it, but where that ball ended up, he was just pointing it out to Toman. Two down now for Dylan Noisy. That's a big second out in the inning. First pitch, that one low and outside the slider. Noisy watches it go by for a ball 1-0. He struck out swinging and is only at bat thus far. One of the five strikeout victims by Ohashi. That one in there. Ohashi relying heavily right now on off speed. He comes set. The 1-1. That one line foul right side. That'll get up and out of play. Now 1-2 count to Noisy. One ball, two strikes, two down. Two runners in scoring position for the Mighty Muscles. The Blue Jays clinging to a two-run lead. That one lined, and that's going to get into right field for a base hit. They're going to wave the runner around. The throw by Robertes is going to be in time. They got him. It was a bit down the line, but Deschamps with the pickup and the tag to get. That was Rafael Cruz at the plate. One run does come in to score on the RBI single by Noisy, but Cruz out at the plate. The defensive assist goes to Robert Robertes. That'll end the inning and keep the Blue Jays in the lead for the time being. 3-2 as we head to the home half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
You know I got your number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you. Call you up, you've been crying all night. You're only disappointed in yourself, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna take you into the sunlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low.
We're back here, home half of the fourth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Jaden Rudd's going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. First pitch by Develson Aria. In on the hands, fouled back to the screen by Rudd. 0-1 to start him off. Rudd was hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance. Came around and scored that second run in that second inning. That one in there now. 0-2 the count to start off Rudd. Had an 0-2 count before he was hit by a pitch. Now he calls time. Aria out for his fourth inning worth of work. And that one a chopper right side. That'll be picked up by Perez on the hop. Toss over in time to get Jaden. One up, one down. That'll bring up Robert Robertes, who had that very nice throw to cut down the runner at home to end that top half of the fourth inning. Nobody on, one away. That one line, that hook just foul. Down the third base line. Infield shaded over to the right side against the lefty Robertus. Line that exactly where Jorel Ortega would be playing if they were playing straight up. But it just hooked foul towards the end. A lot of slice on it. Looked like my golf shot. Now Aria out of the windup, the 0-1. Caught and a miss on that slider. Quickly down 0-2 is Robertus. No balls, two strikes. The lefty fires. Caught and a miss. Foul tip strikeout, actually. First strikeout of the night for Aria. That'll bring up Glenn Santiago. Santiago up for the second time. He grounded into a double play in his first at bat. It did force in a run as that one's in the dirt, 1-0. Out of the windup, the 1-0 pitch by Aria. That one inside. 2-0 now to start off Santiago. Blue Jays up by one after Fort Myers came back with two of their own. That one lifted high in the air towards center. Coming in is Dylan Noisy. Plenty of time to get to it, and he corrals it in. Four out, number three. Three up, three down go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top of the fifth. It's 3-2. Blue Jays lead after four.
Track shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Low. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's a way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night.
We're back here, top half of the fifth. Rafael Hashi back out for his fifth inning worth of work. 68 pitches through the first four. Blue Jays do have a righty warming up the pen. It looks like Calvin Perez. So I'm not sure how long they want Ohashi to go. Maybe just a break glass in case of emergency kind of deal out there with Perez. Taking his time getting into the box. Still with 15 seconds left is Ortega. Now he's finally in. Ohashi starts his windup. First pitch. That one in there. The slider to start him off 0-1. Top of the order leading off Ortega. He'll be followed by De Andrade and Ricardo Olivar. Ortega 0-for-1. He did reach on a walk, and that one sent high to left. Going back to the wall is Santiago, and it's gone. A solo shot by Jorel Ortega. That ties things up here in the top half of the fifth. His third home run of the year. Not a lot of doubt on that one. And now we're all tied up 3-3. Back-to-back innings with a leadoff homer.
Danny De Andrade.
For the Mighty Muscles, if they tie things up here now, top five, that's going to bring up De Andrade. That one up the middle for a base hit. Sounded like it might have split the bat. But a homer and a single to lead off this inning. That'll bring up Ricardo Olivar. Olivar up for the third time. He's 1-for-2 with that double in the first. He struck out swinging in his second at bat. Fort Myers also has a righty warming up. That should be it for Arias. That one's fouled back into the netting. 0-1 to start off Olivar. One on, nobody out. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch by Ohashi. That one lifted towards right center. Going back over there is Ruddy. Turns, and that one's gone. An opposite field home run by Ricardo Olivar. He got it up into the wind, and it carried it out over towards WestJet. And just like that, Fort Myers has come back, and they take a 2-run lead. Third home run given up by Rafael Ohashi in this ballgame. And everything unraveled for him after three very solid innings to start off his outing. That's going to get Donnie Murphy out of the dugout. Ohashi hands the ball off to his manager, and he'll head back to the dugout. That'll be it for him. New pitcher for the Blue Jays. We'll meet him when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, top of the fifth, still no outs. Kelvin Perez is going to be the new pitcher, rather, for the Blue Jays. He's on for the 11th time, 11 and a third innings of work, an 8.74 ERA. He takes over for Rafael Ohashi, who made it through four, but couldn't get an out here in this fifth. The righty out of the windup. First pitch to Carlos Aguiar, taken inside for a ball 1-0. So it started off with three very solid innings for Ohashi. But innings 4 and 5 are when things went south. Three home runs ended up off the bats of these Mighty Muscles. Now that one missed outside. 2-0 to start off Aguiar. He hit a solo shot to start off that fourth inning. And that one lifted towards left center. That's going to be trouble. Over towards the wall is Rudd. He turns, and it's gone. Fourth home run of the night. Third of this inning alone for the Mighty Muscles. And they now take a 6-3 lead. Second home run of the night for Carlos Aguiar.
Left fielder, number
and
one.
Fort Myers is now teeing off against these Blue Jays pitchers. How quickly a game can turn. Now Perez kicks, fires. That one a hard hit grounder, and that one gets off the glove of Toman. Really tough play. Now rounding over towards second is Sheffield. The throw by Santiago is not going to be in time. Really tough play over there at the hot corner for Toman to make, and he couldn't get it.
Number 11, Rafael Cruz.
Now five straight hits to start off this inning for the Mighty Muscles. They've got another runner in scoring position. Perez looking over towards second now. Kicks, fires. That one fouled back into the right. 0-1 to start off Rafael Cruz. Another runner in scoring position for Fort Myers. They actually ruled that as a fielding error by Tucker Toman. That one off the mitt, cutting a miss there by Cruz. He's down 0-2. That was a really tough play for Toman to have to make. Came off the bat at 101.3. Really harsh error there given to Toman. Now the 0-2. Foul tip off the end of the bat. He stays alive. Count stays 0-2. Fort Myers answering big time over these last two innings after the Blue Jays got out to a 3-0 lead. And now Perez turned towards second. Dalton Sheffield over there with his big secondary lead. It almost caused a throw behind him for the second time. It didn't work out well for the Blue Jays the first time that happened. Now the 0-2. That one just off the plate. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. That one sent towards center. Rudd goes back over to the wall. He turns. That's gone. My goodness. The fourth home run of the inning for the Mighty Muscles. They are teeing off. Rafael Cruz with his first of the year driving in RBI 7-8. And now it's 8-3.
Second baseman, number 4, Mikey Perez.
Still no outs in the inning, and Fort Myers has scored 6 runs already. That'll bring up Mikey Perez out of the windup. Perez kicks, fires that one inside to start off Mikey Perez 1-0. That one in there. He gets a strike on the board. Now the 1-1. That one inside. Brushes back Perez. That one lifted towards shallow left center. Coming in is Rudd, out is Beltre, and it's going to fall. Just off the end of the mitt of Beltre. The infield playing deep. Rudd had no chance to get into that one.
First baseman, number 20.
And Perez just rather, Beltre just came up short. So a single for Mikey Perez. That's seven straight Mighty Muscles to reach base to start off this inning. One on, nobody out. Corey Reardon out of the dugout. He's going to go talk to Kelvin Perez and the entire Blue Jays infield, trying to calm everybody down. This game is blown up quick. Fort Myers had just two hits through the first three innings. They've got nine over the last inning plus at the plate. Now Rubel Cespedes will step in. Hitting is contagious, and the Mighty Muscles have caught homer fever. Now first pitch to Cespedes. That one in there, the changeup. 0-1 to start off the first baseman. He's 0-2 on the day. The 0-1, that one above the zone now, 1-1. That one lifted towards left. That could be trouble. Out there is Beltre now calling it off as Santiago. He ends up having enough time to get underneath. And finally, it's out number one in the inning.
Center fielder number nine, Dylan Noisy.
It took eight batters to do so, but the Blue Jays finally have put an out on the board. Now Dylan Noisy, stepping in for the third time. Righty-righty matchup, Perez. Kicks, fires, first pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Ninth batter of the inning for the Mighty Muscles. The 1-0. That one blooped towards left center. That might be trouble. Santiago on his horse. It gets in front of him onto the grass. The Blue Jays can't buy an out right now.
Number 15, Jarrell Ortega.
Two bloop singles, three home runs in the inning. Rather, four home runs in the inning, five on the night. That's hit number 12 for the Mighty Muscles. Now first and second, back up to the top of the order. Jarrell Ortega led this inning off with a home run. That one in there to start off the yep, that 0-1. Still just one out here in this fifth inning. First and second for Ortega. That one in there, outside corner. 0-2, a nice slider there by Perez. Perez comes set. Kicks, fires the 0-2. That one low and outside. Try to get him to chase on the slider. Ortega moved the bat a little bit, but never attempted to swing. 1-2 now the count to him. Perez looking back towards second. Now kicks, fires. Soft tapper to left of the mound. That might be trouble by Toman. Picked up and no throw. So Fort Myers is doing it every way possible. Hitting the ball hard, hitting the ball soft, hitting the ball on the ground, hitting the ball in the air. One out through 10 batters in this inning. Bases loaded, one away for D'Andrade. First pitch to him, taken upstairs for a ball 1-0. D'Andrade 1-for-3. He's got a hit in this inning. Came around and scored on the Olivar two-run shot. The 1-0, that one inside, now 2-0. Blue Jays down by 5 here. One out, bases loaded, top of the 5th. That one inside, now a 3-0 count. Nowhere to put him. The only out the Blue Jays have recorded is on the flyout to Rubel Cespedes. Now the 3-0. Inside, a 4-pitch walk with the bases loaded. So now 10 of 11 batters in the inning have all reached base. That brings in the 7th run of this 5th inning alone and extends the lead out to 6 for the Mighty Muscles. That'll bring up Ricardo Olivar for the second time in this inning. He's 2-for-3, a double and a homer. First pitch, fastball in there for a called strike. Perez comes set. The 0-1. That one, line foul. Now 0-2. Time called at the plate by Olivar. Perez, the 0-2 pitch. Tap or foul. And they call it strike 3, so no, that wasn't a foul ball. It ends up being a wild pitch on the strikeout. So 2 down, a run does come in to score. I thought it was a foul tip off the end of the bat. It ends up just being a wild pitch for Perez.
Fielder, number 13, Carlos Aguiar.
Olivar ran down to first, but without there being 2 outs, he's automatically out. That'll bring up Carlos Aguiar. 2 down here, runners at second and third. A 10-3 lead for Fort Myers. First pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Now an 8-run inning for the Mighty Muscles. Aguiar, he's homered twice. And that one lifted high to right. Make it 3 times. Way out of here to left center field. And the Mighty Muscles take a 13-3 lead with an 11-run inning here in this 5th. Home run number 3. Second of the inning for Carlos Aguiar. And that'll bring up Dalton Sheffield.
Left fielder, number 1, Dalton Sheffield.
Ten-run lead. First page inside for a ball to Sheffield, 1-0. That one on the outside corner. Evens it up 1-1. The 1-1 pitch by Perez fouled back to the screen, now 1-2. And out of the windup, the 1-2 pitch by Perez. That one low and outside. Count evens now 2-2. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Finally, the Blue Jays out of the inning. That'll bring us to the home half of the fifth. We're halfway through this ball game. Fort Myers puts off an 11 spot here in this inning. They take a 13-3 lead. We'll be back for the bottom half of the fifth. We're back here, bottom half of the fifth. Blue Jays down by 10 after an 11-run inning for the Mighty Muscles, who went into the inning down 1. First pitch in there for a called strike. Nick Deschamps leading things off. New pitcher for the Mighty Muscles is the righty. Ricky Minio, my apologies, looked at the wrong player on the roster. 1-1 the count. That does it for Develson Aria, who at the time of the inning starting, the top half of the fifth, was in line for the loss. Now he gets a no decision for his troubles. Now a 2-1 count to Nick Deschamps. That one off the plate outside. Now a 3-1 count. Minio on for the seventh time this year. 6.35 ERA through 11 and a third so far this year. Yet to get a decision. And the 3-1. That one low. A leadoff walk to Nick Deschamps. That'll bring us to the top of the order. And Abiezel Ramirez, who replaced Adrian Pinto as a defensive replacement in the third inning, is finally coming up for his first AB. He'll bat from the left side against the righty, Minio. First pitch, that one lifted high towards center. Going back a little bit is noisy, but he'll settle. While in front of the track, he makes the grab for out number one.
Shortstop, number seven.
One on, one away for Manuel Beltre. He's popped out to short twice. Righty-righty matchup. Minio out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. That one popped up right there behind the plate. Olivar now taking a step, and he'll make the grab. That'll be out number two. That's going to bring up Tucker Thoman. He'll bat from the left side for the first time today against the righty. He hit his second homer of the year in the third inning. That made it 3-0 at the time. It's now a completely different ballgame. First pitch, that one up and out for a ball 1-0. for Myers with 6 home runs tonight, 5 in that 5th inning alone. The 1-0, that one off the plate outside, now 2-0. Minio kicks, fires the 2-0, that one off the plate. 3-0 now the count to Toman. We'll see if he's got the green light. That one called a strike on the outside corner. Just barely catching that zone. Now 3-1 the count to Toman. 3 balls and a strike. And checking his swing of that one that was up high, but he made contact. Now the count runs full to Toman, 3-2. Deschamps still over there at first base. Peyton Williams on deck. Taking a look around the Florida State League. Clearwater currently up 2-0 in St. Lucie, beating the Mets. Those teams have opposite records. The Threshers at 29-10, the Mets at 10-29. Righty kicks, fires, checking his swing, and he went around. Called out at the plate by the home plate umpire, not on the appeal. And that'll end the inning. A leadoff walk ends up staying at first base. We'll head to the 6th. It's 13-3, Fort Myers in front.
Put your loving hand out, baby. 'Cause I'm hard and fast, I had everything. I walked away, you want me then, but easy come and easy go, and it would end. So anytime I bleed, you let me go, yeah, anytime I feel, you got me, no, anytime I see, you let me know, but the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah, da, 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 'cause I'm begging, begging you, put your love in the hand. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was dragging over me. A broken man that I don't know won't even stand, I'd never stand to be my soul. Why we're chewing, why we're chasing, why the bottom, why the basement, why we got good, she don't embrace it, why the feel for the need to replace me, you're the wrong way, trying to be good, I went up in a feature town where we could be at, like a heart in a bad way, shit, you take it away, you have, and you take the...
We're back here, top half of the 6th, new pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander, number 49, the rehabber from AAA Buffalo, Fitz Stadler. He's making his second rehab stint, rather rehab appearance of this stint. First pitch cut and a miss on the fastball, 0-1 to start off Rafael Cruz. Top half of the 6th, Fort Myers leading by 10. That one below the zone now evens it up 1-1. Stadler, former 18th round pick out of Arizona State by the Blue Jays. Didn't pitch at all last year. And a cut and a miss there. Now 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes to Cruz. Stadler kicks, fires. That one fouled off. 95-mile-an-hour fastball back over the screen. Count stays 1-2. Stadler made a rehab appearance on the 17th, 6 days ago in Tampa, went just two-thirds of an inning, giving up two runs both earned, aided on three walks in his appearance, but he got two Ks on the two outs that he did get. He was a bit wild, but showed good stuff. In his first game action in about a year and a half, that one missed outside, now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Stadler comes set. Kicks, fires. That one just missing inside. Count runs full. Cruz, Perez, and Cespedes all due up in this half inning. Now that one fouled back to the screen. Cruz stays alive. Hit a two-run shot in the last inning. Made it 8-3 at the time. His first of the year. Now Stadler comes set. 3-2 again. Ground ball, right side, foul. Kicked about 2 feet to the right of that first base bag. Bounces around on that low wall. Cruz staying alive. He'll see another pitch. And the pitch by Stadler. That one missed inside. Had him down 1-2, and he lost him. Solid at bat there by Cruz. Fouling off a couple tough pitches. He'll make his way over to first, and that'll bring up Yoander Martinez, batting in place of Mikey Perez. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Martinez. One on, nobody out. Righty-righty matchup. That one at the knees, called a strike now. 0-2 to Martinez. Martinez on the year batting 219, taking his first AB of the game. No home runs, two RBIs. Now playing in his 18th game of the season. That one missed off the plate. A ball and two strikes. Ground ball over to short. This could be two. Picked up by Beltre. Flipped over to second. Abiezel Ramirez over to first. A 6-4-3 double play. So just like that, the leadoff walk is wiped off the board. Now Rubel Cespedes up for the fourth time. He's 0-3. First pitch, that one lifted high left center field. Glenn Santiago out there, Beltre out there, Jaden Rudd out there. He finally calls his teammates off, makes the grab. Rudd corrals it in, and that will end the inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left the board. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. Fort Myers up 13-3.
I be like, shoot, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Oh, something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry.
don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. Yeah, I be like, sheesh. Sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you.
Sliding. My looks could kill, they violent. Look at me, look at me. I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it. Can't even put that stuff down and ride it. Ride it.
Yeah, sun shining 24/7. Clouds rolling. Wait, is this heaven?
Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah.
We're back here, bottom half of the sixth. Peyton Williams is going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. Ricky Minio still back out there pitching. Now in his second inning of work for the Mighty Muscles. First pitch to Williams, taking upstairs for a ball 1-0. Peyton's 0-2, two ground outs, both to shortstop. Lefty-righty matchup. That one inside. Peyton had to lift the arms out of the way. A 2-0 count. Minio comes set. Kicks, fires. Now on a tapper right in front of the plate. Williams taking a decent jog, and that one thrown over first in time. Picked up by the catcher, Olivar. Quick out from behind the plate. That'll be out number one. One up, one down. That brings up Ryan McCarty. Ryan McCarty up for the third time. He's 0-1. He reached on a walk, came around, and scored the first run of the ballgame. Minio kicks, fires, first pitch. That one, low and outside, skipped. 1-0 to start off McCarty. Jaden Rudd, the center fielder, on deck. Righty kicks, fires. That one up above the zone. Now 2-0. Take another look around the Florida State League here tonight. Lakeland and Daytona playing in Daytona at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Currently a 3-2 lead for the Tortugas. Both teams 16-23 in the Jupiter-Bradenton game in Bradenton at Lecom Park. They're in a delay, top half of the fifth. That one in there now. 3-1 the count to McCarty. Jupiter currently leading 2-1. Some weather going down south of us, preventing that game from moving forward. That one off the plate outside. McCarty draws his second walk of the game. That'll put a runner on, one away for Jaden Rudd. And then a game that's already done, it happened earlier today. Tampa shut out Palm Beach 2-0, but it took 11 innings. No runs through the first 10 before Tampa was finally able to put a couple across. First pitch, that one taken upstairs for a ball 1-0 to start off Rudd. And then in the top half of the ninth in St. Lucie, still 2-0 Clearwater leading. The 1-0, that one inside. Fastball just missed that back knee of Jaden Rudd. 2-0 the count. One on, one away. Infield shaded heavily to the right side. Jarrell Ortega, the third baseman, playing right in between second and third. That one in there for a strike. It's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Minio comes set. He kicks, fires. That one lifted towards left. Going back now. Going back in. Quickly turning. Good adjustment out there in left field by Dalton Shuffield. thought that was going to get over his head, and it died.
Now batting number 13, Robert Robertus.
Good adjustment by Sheffield, able to track that ball into the glove. Now two down for Robert Robertus. Robertus 0 for 2. He reached on an error in his first plate appearance, and he struck out swinging. First pitch, that one in there. Minio comes set. The 0-1. Caught and a miss on that. Looked to be an inside slider. 0-2 now the count to Robertus. And the 0-2. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Robertus. No runs, no hits. One man left the board. We'll head to the top of the seventh here at TD Ballpark. Fort Myers clinging to a 10-run lead. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back for the seventh. We're back here, top half of the seventh. New pitcher for the Blue Jays making his single-A debut. Fresh up from extended spring. He spent all last year in the Dominican Summer League. Felipe Bello making his Dunedin Blue Jays debut here. Last year in the DSL, pitched in 3 games, 2 starts, 9 innings for a 5.00 ERA. Cut and a miss there. 1-1, the count to Dylan Noisy, who leads this inning off in the 9 spot. Noisy, Ortega, and De Andrade all do up. That one lined foul, now 1-2. Got called up today. Was available out of the bullpen, they go to him. Fastball there at 93. Now, the 1-2. That one low and outside, the slider that time. Skipped away from DeShaman. I think it crossed him up. He's headed out to go talk to his pitcher, try to get on the same page. Two and two, the count to Noisy. Blue Jays using mound visit here, their third. Now the 2-2. That one inside. That'll run it full. Tapper left side, charging in his Toman, picked up, and he can't get the glove out of the mitt, rather the ball out of the mitt. That'll go down as an infield single, the 15th hit of the night for the Mighty Muscles.
Number 15, Jarrell Ortega.
And now Jarrell Ortega will step in. One on, nobody out. Now Nick Deschamps, Felipe Bello, and Manuel Beltre out on the mound for the second mound visit of the inning, trying to all get on the same page. One on, nobody out. Righty-righty matchup with Ortega. 2-for-3 with a home run, an infield single, 2 runs scored. That one low and inside, rather called a strike. ABS helping that out. And I think there's still some issues between Bello and Deschamps. He definitely didn't look ready for the breaking ball there. Now the 0-1, that one just missed. 93-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-1. I still don't think they're on the same page. That one just missed inside. 2 balls and a strike. Noisy over there at first base. Fort Myers up by 10 here in the 7th. Ground ball left side. That's going to be picked up by Beltre. Over to second for one, and that's all they'll get. And they lost it on the transition. Abiezel Ramirez couldn't get the ball out of the glove cleanly. They do rule Noisy out at second base. So Ortega reaches on the fielder's choice. That's going to bring up Danny DeAndrade. First pitch, cut, and a miss. Fastball down low. 0-1 to start off DeAndrade. 1-for-3, 2 runs scored. That one line to right. That might hold up long enough, and it does for Robert Robertis to move over to his left and make the grab. Two down now for Ricardo Olivar. He's 2-for-4.
Catcher, number 24, Ricardo Olivar.
Time called as Felipe Bello is asking for a new ball. First pitch, the fastball taken low. Is in the dirt, 1-0 to start off Olivar. Carlos Aguiar, the right fielder on deck. 1-on, 2-down. That one just missed. It's our first time getting a look at Felipe Bello. Looks like he's got good stuff. Fastball that jumps out of the hand. A high velo slider as that one's fouled back now. 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Ground ball over to short. That'll be picked up by Beltre. Underhand tosses over to first. Abiezel Ramirez with his left foot on the bag there to corral it in. And that will end the inning. No runs on one hit, one man left the board. We'll head to the bottom half of the 7th. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey.
We're back here, bottom half of the seventh. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Glenn Santiago will lead things off for the Blue Jays. New pitcher for the Mighty Muscles is the right-hander, number 51, Danny Moreno. He takes over for Ricky Minio. The 0-1, low and outside. Slider that just kept going. No swing there by Santiago. It's 1-1. A ball and a strike. That one lifted high right side. That looks like it's fading out of play, and it will. The wind has shifted directions. It's now going left to right. Maybe a touch out as well. Moreno on for the second time this year. Three innings of work, just one hit allowed. Went 57 pitches, three walks, two Ks in his single-A debut. 23-year-old out of Venezuela. That one fouled back to the screen now. Staying alive in the count of Santiago. Ball and two strikes. Santiago Deschamps then back up to the top of the order with Abiezel Ramirez all due up in this half inning. The righty kicks fires. That one fouled off the end of the bat. That wraps up the outing for Ricky Minio. Two innings pitched, no hits, no runs, two walks, two Ks. The 1-2. That one low. Moreno comes set. The 2-2 pitch. Tapper right in front of the plate. That'll be picked up by Olivar. Throw to first in time to get Santiago, and that's one up, one down.
Catcher number 6, Nick Deschamps.
That'll bring up Nick Deschamps. He's reached both times he's been up to the plate today. Bloop single, bringing in a run in that second inning. Then he walked in his second plate appearance, 1-for-1 with an RBI. Ground ball, right side. Backing up is the first baseman, Cespedes. Underhand toss over to Moreno, covering the bag for the 3-1 putout. Just two hits on the day so far for the Blue Jays lineup. That bloop single by Nick Deschamps, and then the solo shot by Tucker Tillman. Compared to the 15 hits that Fort Myers has allotted. First pitch to Abiezel Ramirez in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Ramirez took over as a defensive replacement for Adrian Pinto in the third inning as he fouls that one back to the screen. He's 0-1. He flew out to center field and is only a bat thus far. The fastball coming in at 97 off that right hand of Moreno. Now the 0-2 pitch. That one in the dirt. As it stands right now, Ricky Minio will be in line for the win. The loss will end up going to Rafael Ohashi. Now the 1-2 pitch by Moreno. Caught at and missed. The inside changeup at 87. Got Ramirez up and ahead of it. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top of the eighth. It's 13-3. Fort Myers leads.
Sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair, finally we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
We're back here, top half of the eighth. Carlos Aguiar is going to lead things off for the Mighty Muscles. He's 3-for-4, 3 home runs coming in his last 3 at-bats. He'll face off against Felipe Bello. Now, line shot caught there by Peyton Williams. Right to him. Stuck that glove low and outside. He brings it in for out number one. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. Aguiar finally retired.
Fielder number 12, Alex Sayer.
That'll bring up Alex Sayer now, pinch hitting for Dalton Shuffield. First pitch missed outside for ball 1-0. Foul tip back to the screen, evens it up 1-1. Sayer on the year batting 191, 2 home runs, 7 RBIs. He's now getting action in his 23rd game. Fort Myers going to the bench, up by 10. That one down, skipped now, 2-1. That one lifted right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Now evens up count 2-2. Shuffield now ending his day currently is one of two starters for the Mighty Muscles who have not recorded a hit. We'll see what Rubel Cespedes does in his next at bat. That one a foul tip. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Sayer. That'll be out number two.
Designated hitter number 11, Rafael Cruz.
First strikeout of the single A level for Felipe Bello. That'll bring up Rafael Cruz now for the fifth time. He's 2-for-3, a single and a home run. Also reached on a walk. Out of the windup, Bello, first pitch. That one lifted towards center. Going back is Rudd, and he trips. Now he recovers, and did he make the grab? He did. Oh, wow, Jaden Rudd. What could have been extremely embarrassing there for Rudd, he tripped on his way to that ball but recovered and made a shoestring grab. Wow, great effort there by Rudd to keep that ball from hitting the grass. That'll end the inning. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth. And Brian Meyer, I think, is he arguing, saying that that ball hit the ground? No, I think he's giving out his new defensive replacements. But we'll head to the home half of the eighth. Fort Myers up by 10, 13-3.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. Won't you ride with me, ride with me? See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me
whoa, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful, and it's easy to see,
if it's meant to be, it'll
be. We're back here, home half of the eighth. New catcher, new center fielder for the Mighty Muscles. Out there in center field, who took over for Dalton Shuffield, that's Alex Sayer. Moving over to left is Dylan Noisy. First pitch by Danny Moreno, missed low and outside for a ball 1-0. Manuel Beltre leading things off for the Blue Jays. He's 0-for-3. Three pop-outs. The 1-0, that one a chopper to the left of the mound. Off the mound is Moreno. He struggles with it. Now recovers, throw to first in time. Good recovery there by the pitcher Moreno to get out number one. Also new catcher. Behind the plate is Frank Nigro. He takes over for Ricardo Olivar. Now Tucker Thoman up again. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. Thoman 1-for-3 with that solo shot back in the third. One of the only bright spots in this ballgame for the Blue Jays. That one in there for a strike. No balls, two strikes to Tillman. Batting from the left side here against Moreno, the righty. The 0-2, Tapper, right side, that's going to kick foul. He stays alive, count stays 0-2. The 0-2 pitch by Moreno, ground ball, foul, no, in play, down the first base line. Looked like it was going to be foul. Tillman hustling it out, but Rubel Cespedes takes it himself for the 3-U in the scorebook. Peyton Williams now up for the fourth time. He's grounded out all three times. Two to short, one right in front of the plate to then catcher Ricardo Olivar. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch, that one in on the hands, fouled off over the netting left side, 0-1. That one lined to center. That's a base hit for Peyton. Just the third hit of the game for the Blue Jays. That'll bring up Ryan McCarty.
Designated hitter, number 22, Ryan McCarty.
McCarty now up for the fourth time. He's 0-1, but he's reached on two walks. First pitch, cut at and missed, 0-1. To start off, McCarty, 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Ground ball, foul down the third base line. And a nice throw just for the fun of it by Jerrell Ortega. Off-balance throw is right there on target to Rubel Cespedes. But the count's 0-2 to McCarty. Peyton with a base hit in this game after game on Sunday ended his six-game hitting streak. He's right back on the base pass. That one missed low and outside. 1-2 now the count. Ball and two strikes. The pitch lifted back and out of play. McCarty stays alive. Moreno comes set. Cakes fires the 1-2. That one low. 2-2 now the count. One on, two down. 2-2 pitch. Lifted towards right. Coming in is Aguiar over towards the line. Now getting on his horse, and he dives, makes the grab in foul territory. No, they ruled it on the ground. It looked like he made the grab. Did he trap it, and then I didn't see it? I thought he made the grab, but apparently not. It was in foul territory. Aguiar with a great effort nevertheless. Now we'll wait for McCarty to get all the way back to the plate. With two outs, him and Peyton were hustling the entire time. And now he's back to the box, digging in. Righty comes set. 2-2 again. That one called strike three outside corner. 95 dots it up on the black. That'll end the inning. We'll head to the top half of the ninth. Fort Myers up 13-3. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network.
All right, fans.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad lead to late nights, sitting alone, conversations with a stranger I barely know, swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes?
We're back here, top half of the ninth. Felipe Bello back out for his third inning worth of work. Yonder Martinez coming up. He pinch hit in that sixth inning. Grounded into a 6-4-3 double play. First pitch to him. He takes down low for a ball 1-0. That one missed high and back to the backstop now, 1-1. Out of the windup, Bayo kicks, fires. That one fouled back into the right. Now 1-2 the count to Martinez. Bayo so far through two innings, just an infield single he's given up. The 1-2, ground ball over to third, and that's going to get backhanded by Beltre, backing up Toman. It got over Toman's glove, but that'll go down as another infield single.
First baseman, number 20, Rubel Cespedes.
Sixteenth hit of the night for the Mighty Muscles now, leading off this inning with an infield single. That'll bring up Rubel Cespedes. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch. That one up and in. Fort Myers with 13 runs, 16 hits in this ballgame. That one lifted towards left. That's hooking. That's going to go foul. Out of play. Was close to having the distance for a home run, but it kept hooking and hooking. Now 1-1 the count to Cespedes. He's the only starter to not reach base in this ballgame. Now the 1-1. That one fouled back. Now 1-2. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. That one in the dirt. Martinez over there at first. And the 2-2. Ground ball over to short. Could be two. Picked up by Beltre. Flips over to second. Ramirez, that's all he's going to get with Cespedes hustling down the line. So not a hit, but he gets aboard. And now all nine spots in the order for Fort Myers have reached base.
Catcher number 33, Frank Nigro.
First pitch lifted. Right side, that's going to get up and out of play. 0-1 to start off Frank Nigro. And I guess I misheard during those defensive replacements. Maddox Houghton actually took over in center field. And he was put into the third spot in the lineup. Nigro, who came in to catch, took over the nine spot for Dylan Noisy. That one in there for a strike now, 1-1. Ready matchup, the 1-1 pitch by Bayo. That one up above the zone. Almost got off the mitt of Deschamps into the backstop. But Deschamps able to snag that one out of the air. It's starting to drizzle here at TD Ballpark. A little bit of a light rain. We knew there was some weather around. But with it being the ninth, shouldn't be too big of a deal. That one missed inside. Now 3-1. Now, Bayo kicks, fires. That one a chopper right over his glove, picked up by Ramirez. He steps on the bag himself, over to first in time for a 4-3 double play. We'll head to the home half of the ninth. Blue Jays have three outs. They need 10 runs. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back. We're back here, bottom half of the ninth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Jackson Hicks is the new pitcher to finish this game off for the Mighty Muscles. Rain's coming down a little bit harder. 1-0 count to start off. Jaden Rudd leading this inning off. Righty-lefty matchup. The 1-0 by Hicks. That one in there for a strike evens it up 1-1. Hicks on for the 11th time this year for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. 14 innings pitch. He's 1-for-2 in save opportunities, a 3-2-1 ERA. That one low and inside. 2-1 the count now to Rudd. Hicks comes set, kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. 91 mile an hour fastball. That one at the knees, low outside corner. Called a strike. That moves it to a full count, 3-2. Final line for Danny Moreno. Two innings pitched, one hit, as that one sent high to right. Going back to the wall is Aguiar at the wall. It's going to hit at the middle of the wall. Extra bases for Jaden Rudd. He stops at second for a stand-up double to lead off this ninth inning. Jaden Rudd with the fourth hit of the night for the Blue Jays. Puts himself in scoring position. His fourth double of the year. Extra base hit number 8 this season. Now Robert Robertes going to step in. Jaden Rudd with his first hit of the night. First pitch to Robertes. Foul ball back to the screen now. 0-1. As I was saying for Moreno, two innings pitched, one hit, no runs, no walks, two Ks. Hicks kicks, fires. Checking his swing at that one. It was low and inside. 1-1 now. Only 4 hits on the night for the Blue Jays and only 5 strikeouts for the Mighty Muscles pitching staff. They've been inducing a lot of pop-ups and easy fly balls, ground outs. not a lot hit for power. In fact, I believe that double by Jaden Rudd was really only the second hard hit ball of the night. That one low. 2-2 now the count. Now the 2-2 pitch, caught and a miss of that inside slider. Bounced off the ground, picked up by Nigro, throw to first in time. That'll complete the strikeout and be out number one. That brings up Glenn Santiago.
Left fielder, number 31, Glenn Santiago.
First strikeout for Hicks, sixth of the night for the Mighty Muscles. Runner in scoring position. First pitch. That one at the knees called a strike. 0-1 to start off Santiago. That one tapped foul. 0-2 now on that left side. And checking the swing, did he go around? He did not. Santiago able to hold up that swing. It's 1-2 now. Santiago 0-3. Grounded into a double play, then a fly out to center and a ground out to the catcher. The 1-2. Ground ball, that's going to be a fair ball down the third base line. Picked up by Ortega, throws in time. Nice pick there by Rubel Cespedes. Staying at second base is Jaden Rudd, and that'll bring up Nick Deschamps.
Number six, Nick Deschamps.
Really nice play there by Jorel Ortega. Tough backhanded snag that he was able to make. Now two down here in the ninth. Nick Deschamps stepping in for the fourth time. First pitch, that one, low and outside for a ball. 1-0. Deschamps 1-2, an RBI single back in that second inning, also reached on a walk. Righty kicks, fires the 1-0, cut and a miss on that slider, it looked like. Evens it up 1-1. Rain's coming down a bit harder. That one low and outside, kept in front by Nigro. Two balls and a strike. Hicks comes set, the 2-1 pitch. Checking his swing of that one in the dirt, now a 3-1 count. Going to the appeal, and Pat Boole says Deschamps did not go around, so 3-1 is the count. Top of the order, Abiezel Ramirez waiting on deck, looking to get his third crack at it. And the pitch. That one in there for a strike. Deschamps thought it was going to be ball four, but just clipped that inside corner. That'll run it full. The Blue Jays down to their last strike here. That one off the plate outside. That'll extend the ball game by a bit. Abiezel Ramirez will step in. It'll be runners at first and second. Two down.
Second baseman, number 9, Abiezel Ramirez.
Wind's picking up. Rain's starting to pick up. First pitch, foul ball off that front foot. 0-1 to start off for Ramirez. He's up for the third time. He's 0-2. Fly out and a strikeout. Foul tip there. Now Ramirez down 0-2. Balls, two strikes, two down, two on. Blue Jays down to their last strike again. And the pitch. Ground ball, right side. That can do it. Picked up, throws in time by Martinez, and that will end it. Fort Myers takes the ball game. They start off this series with a win. All due to that huge, huge fifth inning where they scored 11 runs, including five homers in that inning alone. Mighty Muscle score 13 runs on 16 hits. They committed one error. Your Blue Jays, three runs on four hits. They committed two errors. As the rain picks up even harder here at TD Ballpark, it's a good time to end it. The win goes to Ricky Mineo, and the loss goes to Rafael Hashi. No save. We're back here tomorrow at TD Ballpark. Same time, same place. 6:30 p.m. first pitch. Coverage will begin here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network at 6:15 like normal. We appreciate you tuning in tonight, and as always, we'll see you tomorrow for Game 2. Fort Myers takes Game 1, 13-3. See you tomorrow.
Don't miss out on 1 minute of the action.
Doesn't his guitar sound so good? So sweet.
Living in this big blue world with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. When I see trouble come my way, I'll be making lemonade. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo! All your other friends are busy making them babies. Been out in the real world, don't like how it's tasting. Let me change your mind. Sugar in my water, yeah. Cause we making Mini Maid. Forget all the hate, do a shimmy shake. Put the pedal to the metal on the interstate.
Living in this big blue world, with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K.
A-O-K.
I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. When I see trouble come my way, I'll be making lemonade.
Lemonade.
I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K.
Down throws, and good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not.
share. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. On these small town roads, 'cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
If you need someone, I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, you know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Take my